Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now on the line, producer analyst from NFL Network, senior producer for 38 years at NFL Films, our regular Friday guest during the regular season. Very happy to have Greg Cosell back on the line with us. Hi, Greg. John Murphy and Steve Tasker here in Buffalo. How are you?
Murph, Steve, good to be with you guys.
Yep. Yeah, it's great. It's great to have football to talk about. 12 games last night. You must have been totally in your element, I would think, huh?
Well, I actually went down to the link to see the Eagles and the Steelers last night, and then been trying to get through some tape this morning. And, you know, it's that time of year. It's football time.
Well, talk about what you've seen of the Bills-Carolina game here last year in New Era Field. It's a lot of positives for Bills fans, we think. Their quarterback, their first two quarterbacks played extremely well, high percentage completion rate. The offensive line looked like they protected very well. What are your thoughts here in the early going? I know it's, you know, hard to watch this tape. You got like 15 games you got to watch. What are your impressions?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and I try to get through as much as I can, particularly the important players. You know, it was a good offensive performance. I mean, I think overall you're looking at clearly the quarterback position, because essentially other than Peterman, you've got two new quarterbacks and Josh Allen, the seventh pick in the draft, and bringing in A.J. McCarron. So you're looking for efficiency. I think you saw that particularly with the first two quarterbacks, because I think their games have to be built purely on efficiency. With Josh Allen, I think you're dealing with a little different kind of player. Obviously, you want him to be efficient, but his ability to make the more spectacular kind of throws in the pocket and then the ability to get outside the pocket and make plays is a little different than McCarron and Nathan Peterman. But I think overall, it was a strong performance by the trio of quarterbacks.
On Josh Allen, Greg, and you mentioned his ability to get outside the pocket. Everything, you know, we go back to the pre-draft, you know, book on all of these guys, and everybody said Josh Allen's a good athlete. You can see that in a game like that, and especially when things break down a little bit. He is elusive. He's a very good runner, and I think that's going to work to his benefit as he progresses through his career, especially the early portion of his career.
Well, and you guys have been around him and seen him up close and personal, as I have, and he's a big man now.
Yep.
So, I mean, he had that one play, I think it ended up in an incompletion, but where he was under duress and he shook off the pass rushers, you know, he looked like a young Roethlisberger on a play like that, with his ability to shake off the rush and at least prevent a negative play. And, you know, he has that kind of size. Now, there's a looseness to his game. Clearly, he's a little bit undisciplined at this point, and you work through that. That's where coaching comes in. Ideally, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to channel the physical talent that's there. Because the one thing about quarterbacks that can make plays outside of structure is, to me anyway, I think you want that to be a parachute. You want that to be last. You don't want that to be first. But I think he made some throws from the pocket. There are two or three I can think of right now where he sat in the pocket. They were late in the down pocket throws, including that crossing route, which was a beautiful throw. And that's what I look for, things like that. I want to see him stay in the pocket. I want to see him, you know, what we call a noisy, muddied pocket. You've got to have the ability to stand and deliver.
Where do you see the looseness? Where do you see undisciplined on display there?
Well, I think he does have a tendency to move around a little bit. I think there's a tendency, because his arm is so strong and so inherently powerful, that at times you just see him flick throws with technique and lower body mechanics that are not exactly what you'd like. And I think that's coaching as well. But I think the key with someone like Josh is he can make really difficult wow throws. You want to make sure that he does not miss the routine throws. And those throws are often the result of technique and fundamental mechanics.
Now, you also said you've seen some of these other guys. We got Baker Mayfield. We got Saquon Barkley, Lamar Jackson, Mason Rudolph. We got all these new guys that were drafted around and with Josh Allen. What have you seen from some of the other draft picks that look make you think this draft class might turn out some really star football players?
Well, you know, it's funny about Baker Mayfield because I liked Baker Mayfield coming out. And you guys know what I do. It's not about what kind of guy he is or anything like that. I'm just watching the tape. And I liked him. I mean, as I've told people, when people ask me if I had to rate them coming out, I probably would have had Rosen 1 and Mayfield 2. But I thought Baker Mayfield had a real solid performance last night. He's a quick-footed kid. He's got a compact delivery. I think one of the things about Mayfield is that he sees the field well. And I know that a lot of scouts talk about that. Some people think you can teach that. Others don't. But I think he sees the field. I was impressed, too, with his pocket movement. He climbed the pocket. He moved around in the pocket. He found himself quieter spots to deliver the football. He maintained his vision downfield. He reset his feet. I thought he looked good playing the position last night. I thought he looked like he did at Oklahoma.
What Andrew Luck says, it was great to be back. He had fun last night. What did you see, if anything, of Luck's performance for the Colts last night?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was again, in a first performance, he was efficient. You know, it's funny, just to bring up a name, you guys are, I know Steve's probably really good friends with him, and I know him too, but Luck talked about, you know, how it was good to get hit. I remember years ago interviewing Jim Kelly, and Jim Kelly always told me, he said, you know what, I never felt like I was into a game until I took my first shot. And I know Steve probably knows exactly what I mean when I say that. And Andrew Luck said that in the post-game press conference. And I think for guys who have been away for a while, I think they feel like they need to get some physical contact and they need to sort of feel the game of football as much as play the game of football. And I think for Luck, that was a big deal just mentally.
Yeah, a lot of people who watched that game last night were reminded just how good he was. I mean, it didn't look like he missed a beat.
No. And you know, it's funny you say that, Steve, because for some reason, and he was a first pick in a draft, but for some reason, even, you know, just before he got hurt, there was some sense that Andrew Luck, you know, was not living up to expectations. And I never quite understood that. When I've watched every dropback he's had in the league since he came in the league, and Andrew Luck is a really good quarterback.
Yeah, one of the other kids that was drafted, number two overall, Saquon Barkley, who it's hard to imagine having a little splash play to start your career as he takes a handoff and heads down the sideline and made what was really a kind of an individual run out of an inside dive play.
Yeah, and I think that's what he is. You know, I think he'll have big runs, and I think he'll have runs where he gains, you know, a yard or 2 yards or minus two. But, yeah, that first run of the game really showed the skill set that he has, because that run was designed to go inside to the left, and he saw the defense there. And so he's showing that quick feet, that stop and start ability, that dynamic lateral quickness. That's what he is. You know, I think he's got a little bit of a bounce mentality. And when you do, I think you'll have big, big plays. But we'll see. I mean, there's no question he can be spectacular and has dynamic talent.
On the line with Greg Cosell, executive producer, analyst for NFL Matchup, senior producer at NFL Films, talking about some of the performances in last night's initial night of preseason football. Well, you were there in Philadelphia, and you saw Mason Rudolph for the Steelers, another quarterback drafted in the early rounds back in April. What did you see from him? What do you think of him?
You know, Mason Rudolph's an interesting player to me, Murph, because he's a big kid. He looks the part. I always felt watching him, you know, he's not a big-armed kid for his size. I think that he's a quarterback that needs to be comfortable in the pocket. I think he needs to be protected. I think there's a rhythm to his game. But I think that, you know, I hate to use terms that get overused, like system quarterback. But I think he needs a good O-line, and he needs to be in rhythm. He's obviously in competition, I would assume, for the number two spot. Landry Jones has been there for years. Josh Dobbs is still there. Mason Rudolph played, I think, the whole second half last night. You know, and I think the preseason will be important for him. You know, as Steve knows, I think the practices are really important for these players, too. We just, as fans anyway, we just get to see the games. But I think the coaches are evaluating practices just as much. The first preseason game in many ways is a glorified scrimmage. But I think, you know, Mason Rudolph was – he was drafted in the third round. When you draft a quarterback in the third round, you think he has a chance to be a starter down the road.
Yeah, and certainly he's with an organization that's not going to hurry him along with Ben Roethlisberger there. So he's going to have a chance to at least get his feet underneath him, maybe not so much with Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, or Sam Darnold either. Talk about one of the – I hope this is not off the map here. Talk about one of the great stories in the league, Shaquem Griffin. From what we heard last night for the Seattle Seahawks, he was all over the football field. And for those of you who don't know, this is the guy who was born without a left hand. Did you get a chance to evaluate him and or hear about what he did in Seattle?
I did not get a chance to see the tape, so I don't know specifically. But I've read that he's had a very good camp. He's impressed a lot of the veteran defenders there. I'm going to be fascinated to see how he ends up getting used. Because, look, they still have the two linebackers who are really, really good, Bobby Wagner and K.J. Wright. The style of player that Griffin is, he's not a strong side linebacker, and that's the position that is theoretically open unless they change their defense around a little bit. You know, maybe move K.J. Wright, who is 250 pounds, and give him more of the strong side responsibilities. But, you know, Griffin is a lighter guy. He's almost built like a safety, even though he did play linebacker and rush the quarterback in college. So it'll be interesting to see how many snaps he gets on defense as we move along, particularly the first-team defense.
Yeah, he is an undersized guy, and he's got a brother that's a twin who is a safety, and he's built like him. So he's a lighter guy, and he's not tall. But the thing that sets him apart is obviously he's the fastest linebacker at the combine and probably as fast as any linebacker in the league because that's what he has to be.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have to be a linebacker. He's almost built like a guy who's a sub-linebacker, Steve. You know, again, so the question becomes, you know, can he line up in your base defense and play and take on the run? You know, and look, he's playing in a division. You're going to have Todd Gurley. You're going to have Kyle Shanahan's offense, which starts with base personnel and a run game. So it'll be interesting. You know, Arizona has David Johnson. So the question is, can he line up in a base personnel defense and be a run defender at probably 220 pounds?
Greg Cosell, NFL matchup on the line with us. Another first-round quarterback to ask you about his second preseason game, Lamar Jackson with the Ravens. What did you hear about his performance in last night's game against the Rams? What do you know about that, Greg?
Well, you would have thought, of course, Murph, after his first performance that this kid couldn't play. I mean, so many people had defined his entire career after the Hall of Fame game. you know, I think he's going to be an up-and-down guy for a while because I think he's a quarterback that needs to be coached hard. He'll make plays with his feet. Look, Steve knows this. Preseason, when no one game plans specifically, there's a lot of looseness to the style of play. Quarterbacks who can move tend to look good in the preseason because they make plays with their legs, because no one is game planning to force them to stay in the pocket. No one's game planning a mush rush or anything like that. So quarterbacks who can move around will make some spectacular plays in the preseason, and I would expect that from Lamar Jackson. You saw his 9-yard touchdown run. I mean, that's Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah, well, okay, let's move back to here to Western New York and Buffalo. Over the weekend, the Buffalo Bills traded the Cleveland Browns a 7th-round pick for Corey Coleman. Talk a little bit about what you know about Coleman, what your expectations are, and what Bills fans can expect from him.
Well, Coleman's an interesting guy because he brings the dimension that you can't coach, which is why he was a first-round pick, and that's speed. Every team would love to have a vertical dimension because of what it does to the defense. So that's a critical piece of any offense. But the issue you face with Coleman is where he came from. He played for Art Briles at Baylor, and when you watch Baylor tape under Art Briles, you would see, let's say the play was going to the right and Coleman was on the left. The receivers on the left would just stand at the line of scrimmage. They didn't even get off the line of scrimmage. So he's not really used to a full pass game concept. So he had to be taught that, and I don't know what happened in Cleveland. None of us do, but obviously they soured on him for whatever reason. So I can't speak to whether he can't learn or what the issue is, but he brings the dimension of speed. Now, if Josh Allen ultimately wins the starting job as a rookie, what you'll see, which you saw a little of last night, is the play-action pass game where they want to push the ball down the field because of Josh's ability to make those throws. Now, Coleman gives you a vertical dimension. Maybe he's the kind of receiver you give three routes to, and that's all you ask him to do. I don't know that. He hasn't been a Buffalo long enough for us to know how they see him. But any chance, any opportunity you get a guy with that kind of vertical dimension in your offense, you would at least want to take a shot.
Greg, before we let you go, going to take you back to Josh Allen. You may have detected a simmering feud between Mr. Tasker and myself about what's next for Josh Allen. I am of the belief, and I'm not talking about September 9th opening day. I'm talking about August 17th, a week from tonight, Bills at Cleveland, preseason game number two. I would like to see the Bills. I don't know if they will, but I would like to see the Bills start Josh Allen, let him play with the ones, and let's see just how good he might be. Steve disagrees. What do you think?
Look, obviously there's two schools of thought, and there's no right or wrong. But I think when you trade up to draft a guy 7, you're expecting him to be your starting quarterback at some point. You didn't do this so he sits for a full year. So all I would say is I would like to see him start a game in the preseason before the fourth preseason game, because I'd like to see how he takes a somewhat of a game plan. You're still giving a quarterback scripted plays and a plan, even if it's not meant to attack the specific defense that you're playing against. You're still giving him a plan, and I'd like to see how he goes out and executes a plan that you've worked on throughout the week. And when I say execute the plan, I'm talking about in all areas, in the huddle, getting the team in and out of the huddle, making sure everybody's lined up correctly, making sure there's no false start penalties, all the little things that are the nuanced elements of quarterback play. So whether it's this week or the following week, I would like to see him start a game. It's not a knock on the other players, but you did trade up to get him. I'd like to see him, have the chance to go through that process.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.